This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Thank you, Alex, for the 9 o'clock news, and she'll be back with another bulletin of 6PR news just before Sports World, which goes to air after 10 o'clock. Welcome, everybody, to Talking Property, thanks to Summit Homes, and we've got $100 cash, thanks to Summit Homes, and you can obviously Google them, and summitprojects.com.au, so $100 to round out the year would be very nice. To qualify, you have to call us, and you have to ask us a question, and then you go into the draw. You certainly can send us an email, harvey@6pr.com.au, or you can send us a text, 19999677, but only the callers go into the draw. Hello, Robert Druitt.
Hello, Harvey Deegan, and listeners, my word, a year's gone by.
Yes, sirree.
Just like that.
The big talking point, which we'll get onto in a moment, is in regards to the first homeowners grant, the state government version thereof. But joining us today is property manager extraordinaire Laura Leveson. How are you, Laura?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Harvey.
What are your plans for New Year? Going out raging tonight, are you?
Well, how can you see it any other way?
Easily, I'm going to bed.
Don't do that. Have a glass of champagne at least beforehand.
Well, definitely. No, I'll do that, but fairly quiet. Well, it's been a tough year all round, hasn't it? You know,
extremely tough, although we've definitely seen changes in the market for the couple of weeks leading up to Christmas. We were flat out, so lots of activity out there, and even between the gap between Christmas and New Year's, we've seen lots of activity, which is promising and showing some light at the tunnel.
Well, as I said, Rob and Laura, the big talking point during the week has been the state government's first homeowners grant, which is applicable only to new homes. It's gone from $10,000 to $15,000, and certain breaks, I suppose you'd say, income breaks in regards to Keystart loans. What do you make of all of that?
Look, any government policy like that encourages investment in property is obviously very positive. The government has a big influence on property investment. I guess the only thing is that there is a very big differential now between the established real estate, which doesn't have the grant, and new. So obviously, you know, the state government's looked at it and said, well, look, okay, we're prepared to put a bit more money into this because state economy's slow. Let's kickstart things a bit with some more construction. I guess the reality is we're not short of stock at the moment. So it's an interesting thing that, you know, they've increased the grant. It's great for first home buyers, but it's not as if we're short of supply of property at the moment. So additional villas and units and so on coming into the marketplace are, well, it's not so required in the market because there's plenty of supply at the moment. However, particularly good for first home buyers, that'll encourage them to buy new stock, but it does create quite a differential between the established and new.
Why do you think the government has limited the first homeowners grant to new homes and didn't extend it to established properties?
Look, they probably had a lot of pressure from the housing sector, which is understandable. Dramatic drop in the amount of first home buyer activity for new homes. So they would have put some pressure on the government, which is fair enough to say, hey, look, we need a little bit of assistance here to kickstart things. So, you know, from project homes and so on, that will certainly help into the new year. But of course, it also applies to units, which is good. Now, the flip side to that, of course, is that it does encourage more demand, hopefully, because the first home buyers go, wait a minute, we've got a market that's corrected, we've got a lot of supply in the market, and now we're getting $15,000. So the flip side to it is that, well, wait a minute, some of that stock could be taken up as well, which is great, which is what a lot of the developers are holding on to at the moment. So very positive from that perspective, and it's good that the state government stepped in and realised that you know, the first home buyers need a little bit more assistance.
Laura, from your point of view as a property manager, is this going to impact on you at all? And the reason I'm saying that is because whereas maybe there are young couples, we always use that as an example, but it applies to anybody, of course, of any age, as long as you haven't bought a home before. But are you expecting now maybe there'll be more people that will say, well, all right, I've got an extra $5,000 in the kick, and the Keystart income allowance has gone up a bit. are you expecting maybe more people will then choose to buy a new property rather than rent? And that, of course, impacts on your operation.
Yeah, look, absolutely. We've already seen it now in interest rates being so low and people leaving the rental market to go and buy already established homes. So the fact that they're now getting this extra bonus with the grant, you know, when they're deciding, do I buy something already existing or do I buy, you know, something that I'm going to build and get that grant back on, then, of course, you know, that's going to be more financially viable for them. But then it'll be interesting to see how it rolls out in the fact that a lot of these homes are outside of close into the city, and a lot of the younger people generally like to live in a city or close to their lifestyle. So whether it's sustainable for a long term of whether they will stay there or they'll leave the market after a year or 2 years.
Yeah, look, it encourages further urban sprawl, I suppose. But also, we've got it does apply to apartments as well. And there's a lot of inner city apartments and middle city apartments, which will be a little bit more attractive now. So that's very positive. But there is a very big differential now. It's like, wow, $15,000 or nothing when it comes to established or new. So strong encouragement to buy new, and that's understandable to sort of kickstart that building industry.
Are you concerned? Remember, how could we forget the days of the Rudd government when it got up to what, about 20,000, wasn't it, for the first home?
21,000, yeah.
21, that's right. And that kind of, in a way, created a bit of a false bottom in the
industry.
Well,
it was interesting with our market because we didn't really experience the GFC in the same way as the East Coast because we still had the mining underpinning it behind it. But we certainly saw a correction in prices in that after Lehman's Bank went down the end of 2008, and we started to see prices erode. Very quickly, I'd say at least half of that 21,000 went straight back into the pocket of sellers because it's on the demand side. It created more demand rather than the supply side, and at that time it sort of straight away the prices bounced back. So positive for sellers in the market with new product because it will help with a little bit more demand on that side. Positive for new home builders and developers. It's just a shame we still don't have something for first home buyers for established to give them that choice, right. I suppose, whereas now it'll be very much dedicated towards new. It's just like the stamp duty concession. First home buyers, I don't want to buy anything over $430,000. Why is that? Oh, because I don't want to pay stamp duty.
Yeah, fair enough.
The decision should be more than just that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anyway, look, it's positive and good to see.
9221882 if you'd like to have a chat to us. And producing the program is grumpy, but call anyway. 9221882. Kathleen of Duncraig. Hi, Kathleen.
Good morning to all of you and a happy new year.
And to you too.
I'm phoning up because my daughter is a Homes West tenant and she has property inspections. And she keeps the house immaculate.
Very good.
And it's a very, very big garden. And she gets loads of mulch to cover up all the South African grass. And the property manager comes around and she'd just been out shopping. And she brought in her shopping and put it on a top that she'd bought herself. And the property manager said to her, Next time, get all that shopping put away.
Oh.
Next time I come, I want all that stuff laid out on the front lawn. Hang up your clothes. Now, is that part and parcel of a property manager's job?
There you go.
There we go. Laura, good one for Laura to start with.
I would have thought it was predicated
on... It's more like mum to do that, the property manager.
I was going to say, I would have thought it's predicated on sort of structural stuff and... hygiene and that sort of thing, rather than might be a bit messy, so what?
Yeah. Look, the reason for routine inspections are to check the property itself, so looking for any damage, any maintenance issues, and also to check to see that the tenant isn't damaging the property in any way and is caring for the property. Things like untidy, yes, you can make a comment, but is it a problem to the property? No, it's not. I think she's probably said that in a passing comment rather than, you know, whether that's relayed back as a problem on your rental references in the future. But us as property managers and in the company I'm in, we understand that people still live. So
yeah, they've got to live in the home, don't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. So
it's a balance, isn't it?
It is. It's a balance. So, you know, definitely we don't want to walk into a property that's got, you know, clothes everywhere and it's a big mess. But if you've got your shopping sitting there, it's not a problem.
Mm. Well, it's going to be put away, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you hope so.
So you hope so. So probably a little heavy-handed, I would have thought.
Yeah.
And did this, was it a male or, not that it matters, but a male or female?
It was a female.
Okay. And did she actually put that concern of hers in writing to your daughter?
Well, that's the thing I said to my daughter. I said, first of all, you need to get it in writing. And secondly, I said, that as far as I'm concerned, I've had rental properties myself. I said, that's got nothing to do with a property manager that you haven't. You've just come in from shopping, you know, from your week shopping, and you've just got to put it away. But she arrived before you could put it away.
But the thing that concerns me, Laura, you can clarify this, of course, and you too, Rob. Mm-hmm. If you have a concern about anything, and this woman apparently did have a concern about alleged untidiness and shopping and that, wouldn't you put that in writing?
Absolutely, she can put that in writing.
I mean, I would have thought that it's, you know, mandatory to put it in writing other than just...
It's a genuine concern. Yeah. You have your inspection, don't you, and you make notes and write to the tenant and say, look, we expect this level of cleanliness or the condition of the property.
That's the thing that's never happened. She's never put it in writing. And my daughter has got an immaculate house. And she's looking after the garden, which is absolutely enormous.
Oh, well, she'll be fine when it comes to, eventually, if she moves out of the property, because, you know, if she keeps it in the same state and condition, less wear and tear, with the original property condition report, she should be fine.
Beautiful. Thank you for your call, Kathleen. Happy New Year, and also Happy New Year for tomorrow. Jenny in Alkimos.
Yes, I'm looking at buying a new property in Trinity, Alkimos, and... it's a new property, so you get the 15,000 stamp duty. Are they still? Oh, sorry, 15,000 first home owners grant.
Grant. Yep.
Do you still get free stamp duty?
You do if the depending on the purchase price, which we were talking about before, there is a concession up to $430,000 where there is no duty. And then that ratchets up to the standard rate, which is $530,000 over $100,000. So it can make quite a difference, yes, with your purchase of the property. What sort of price range are you looking at, Jenny? What sort of range?
It's only $299,000. It's only a 2x2. It's got a closed-in garage, a sitting and dining off the kitchen. It's for my 21-year-old son. So
fabulous. Yeah, well, look, if his son is a first home buyer, buying the property, then there will be no duty involved because it's under the threshold of 430. And so that's another concession. If your son buys through a real estate agent as well, there is up to $2,000 towards costs available. And that's a grant through the Department of Commerce. So and that comes from the deposit monies that are held by real estate agents or held by real estate agents on behalf of their clients buying properties. The interest on that the government uses to administer the industry and also to provide some grants. So that's why it's only through if you buy through a real estate agent. So so that's available. So that would help with settlement costs and so on.
Yeah, no, that would be lovely.
No stamp duty. And then now with the $15,000. So it makes it a very attractive purchase for first home buyers.
Yeah, no, it does.
And also with the prices as well. We've got to take that into account. And also the low interest rates. It's an ideal time for them to be buying.
So if they don't have the 20% deposit, though, which he won't, but he will have a fairly good deposit because he's also got savings, they'll still have the insurance, won't they?
Yes, the mortgage insurance. Yeah, the bank will require mortgage insurance to protect their interest if the equity in the property is less than 20%.
Yeah, that's it. And how does that work out, a percentage?
It does, and it can be a reasonable amount. It varies depending upon the percentage rate, varies depending upon the risk to the bank and the amount of the loan, the percentage of the loan. So if you're borrowing 95%, it's a much higher rate. Off the top of my head, it's something like 3% plus. And then the rate comes down a bit, obviously, as it gets closer to 80% because the risk to the bank is less.
If we were to go guarantor for him, would he have to pay that?
That is another way of avoiding the lender's mortgage insurance. And that is a very good way for mum and dad to help out, you know, the child buying a property.
And yeah, that's it.
ideal way, you know, bank of mum and dad, to provide security. Not uncomplicated, but very important you understand the potential risks. You are jointly and severally liable for the loan. So, and it is you've got to go through a few hoops because the bank wants to protect themselves that you fully understand it. But it is a very common practice and a very good way to help the kids, because mortgage insurance is a wonderful thing. I mean, it costs a lot of money, but it does enable people to buy property with a, your first home buying, trying to save 20%, you know, even on $300,000, that's $60,000. It's a lot of money. Small change. You know? So
I just think it's really ironic that you're paying to indemnify the bank. You're not paying to indemnify yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it is higher risk for the bank, but it does enable a transaction.
They haven't got any money, of course.
No, that's right. They've only got you know, $8 billion profit.
So,
you know,
the purchase price, because it's a new home, it's $299,000. Can you actually make an offer on that?
Look, it depends. You might find that is stripped down to extremely good value. But you can always make an offer on anything. There is no such thing as fixed price when it comes to real estate. Properties can sell for more than the asking price. It's demand and supply. So you'll probably find that sounds like very good value, that is very low margin for the developer because they're wanting to clear it out. But they may very well take an offer on it if it's close to it. Yeah.
How close to the beach is it?
Well, you can actually see the beach if you stand down the end of the street,
There aren't too many properties you get for under 300 virtually on the coast.
That's right.
I know it's
a smaller property, but even so. And look, from a duty point of view, to give you an idea, the normal duty on $300,000 is about $8,800.
Yeah.
So $8,800, say 9 there, plus if you get the 2,000, 10, 11, plus 15, 26, wow. You know, it's a great help.
Yeah, it's fully finished. Fully finished.
Move straight in.
Just walk in. That's
the way. Move in.
Good on you, Jenny. Thank you for that. Have a lovely
New
Year.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
You
bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye.
Rightio, 922-11-882. If you have a question for Rob or Laura. Laura, by the way, her organisation is M Residential. And you're located not far from here, aren't you?
No, we're just over across the river in South Perth.
That's right.
We won't hold that against you.
No, that's okay.
Come on, I live on this side of the river.
That's true.
That's good. Very, very, very handy. How do people get in touch with you if they want some, you know, personal service, Laura?
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call on 9367-5677 or feel free to email me, laura@mresidential.com.au.
Excellent. Well, we've got plenty of room on the board. Grumpy's out there, keen and eager to answer the phones for you. 9221882. Send us a text if you want, 19999-677. Or if you would like to pop an email to harvey@6br.com.au, we will deal with that as well.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Well, Christmas is done and dusted. We're heading towards the new year, and I tell you what, we're heading with great excitement, big fella.
You know it's going to be a big year, Milty, when it's got a 7 in it. 2017, it's almost here.
It is indeed. We look forward to being back, and we're revving ourselves up as we speak. So we look forward to catching up with you bright and early from 5 o'clock in early Jan.
See you soon.
Up to 40% off at ABC Blinds' biggest and best post-Christmas sale. Save on awnings, blinds, Venetians and curtains. And don't forget our 5% price beat guarantee.
Alutech Summer Solutions. Real peace of mind with stunning good looks. Our designer range of servers, screens, windows and doors deliver the ultimate in-home security.
While you're enjoying some holiday shopping, don't let crooks enjoy it too. Thieves pick easy targets, so remember to keep your valuables safe. If you're out shopping, make sure your bag is closed and don't leave it unattended in the trolley. Only carry small amounts of cash in your wallet or purse. When you purchase a new mobile phone, record the IMEI number located near the phone's battery. And also, be observant. Don't let people distract you. Help WA Police, and let's make it tougher for crooks.
Buying or selling your property? Then you will need a settlement agent. If you are dealing with a licensed settlement agency, that's good. If your settlement agent is a member of the Australian Institute of Conveyancers WA, that's even better. And if your settlement agent is a certified practicing conveyancer, then you've got the best. Before you buy or sell, be sure to visit aicwa.com.au to find a certified practicing conveyancer in your local area. Think property, think CPC.
A lot of prospective buyers are looking at properties online, and many will make their inspection list based on what they see there. That is why using high-quality images is such an important part of the successful sale of a property. But it's not just great photos that today's buyers are expecting. Videos, 3D scans, the ability to see the home before venturing out to inspect in person. Open2View meet these expectations with professional photography, videos, floor plans, aerial photography, 3D scans and signboards. And right now, they've got an exclusive offer for 6PR listeners. If you mention hearing about Open2View on 6PR, Open2View won't just photograph and do a 3D scan of your standard house listing for under $400. They'll also install a signboard at the front of your property at no extra cost. Conditions apply. Don't miss out. Jump online and search Open2View.
He lines it up. The batsman braces himself after a rough first innings. There's a lot riding on Ben to...
Just bowl already, Dad!
Solid hit from Benny. Sails through the air and...
Uh-oh.
Broken glass? Jim's Glass can help right now. Call 131-546 and we'll replace your glass straight away, fast and hassle-free. Plus, all Jim's Glass replacements come with a lifetime guarantee. How's that? Jim'sGlass.com.au.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It certainly is. Laura Leveson's in the studio with us, and she's from M Residential. Rob Druitt is here, of course, and he's from Druitt Shed First National in Double View. During that break, we heard about 3D images and videos and one thing and another. How important are they these days? I would have thought very, because the first thing people do is for everything. They go Googling, they do this, they do that. First port of call is the internet.
It is, and very important. And I think you've got an innovative thing that you use in your company, don't you?
Yeah, right. Well, we understand the fact that tenants are time savvy. They don't always have the time to, you know, go out and look at a number of properties. So what we do is we do a video tour of all of our rental properties. They're not edited in any magnificent format. It's raw, and we do it
it's
raw.
Not a blockbuster video,
but you know. We do it raw so that
network, please.
We do it raw so that people get the right, you know, picture of what it is. It's not, you know, turning something into something that is.
Yeah,
not.
But it gives them an opportunity to get a better, a different perspective of the property.
Absolutely.
I guess.
Absolutely. So, you know, we always do professional photography, but the video brings it all together to show you exactly
what do you
what
shoot
the
that
layout
with?
Is.
iPhone
with, a camera.
With my iPhone.
Do you?
Yeah, with my iPhone.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
It's amazing, isn't it, how good they are now.
It is. And then I also will do...
Did you post that on Facebook? You've got
I
Facebook?
I do. So I do a live video on Facebook so people can actually type questions while I'm videoing.
Oh,
so they can turn around and say, go back to the kitchen, or is it gas, or where's the hot water system, whatever it may
be. It's a brave new world, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and we get heaps of hits on all of those videos. So,
great idea.
Sure you do, of course.
Well, it's all about making it easier for people, isn't it? And particularly with property management being excess supply, lack
it
of demand,
is.
You've got to have that little edge in the market at the moment.
It is, and it means that the people walking through the door, they're already pre-qualified. They already know exactly the layout of the property and what, you know, what they're going to be seeing. So it works really well for us.
Right. Now, we have got an email from Ben. If you are currently renting and wanted to take advantage of the $15,000 new home grant, wouldn't the amount of time you have to rent while the house is being built wipe out the benefits of the $15,000 grant? Not everyone has understanding parents that will let you live rent-free for 12 to 18 months. Financially, it seems a lot more advantageous if this was on an existing property, as you could stop renting immediately, move into your own home and get the full benefit of the $15,000.
Yep.
Can understand the government trying to promote building and the associated jobs, but from a buyer / first home owner perspective, there seems to be a very small advantage / no advantage to a grant on purchasing a newly built home.
Yeah, well, see, Ben's referring to a house and land package, and that is one of the applicable concessions. But it does also apply to brand new properties that have never been lived in, so villas, townhouses, apartments, and they're often available. You don't have to buy them off the plan. There's quite a few around at the moment available immediately. So there is some established, if we say that, but brand new properties available. So, and of course, developments such as that, villas and so on, there's many, many areas in Perth where they are available. So it doesn't have to be, you know, out in the areas of the traditional first home buyers out in the further out in the city. So it is reasonably broad, but it doesn't apply to an established property, if we say one that has been lived in. That's the concession. That's the difference. So it doesn't provide that option, I suppose, for someone to say, a first home buyer to say, oh, I'll buy a little duplex in Hammersley or Greenwood or Girraween or wherever, and, you know, I can do a little bit of work on it, and, you know, I can get into something there for $350,000, $400,000, $300,000, and that option isn't available to get the $15,000.
Either of you or both a little surprised that the start-up point is, well, tomorrow, January the 1st. Normally there's a... You know,
yes, normally it's immediate because it has a little bit of an effect on the market.
But I was going to say, normally they'd say, you know, effective from, I don't know, July 1 or something or other, but now it's...
Well, if they run it out too long, and this is the point I was going to make.
This is what happened with
before,
the federal grant.
Yes, that's right.
People hung on and hung on, didn't they?
State government and federal government policy in real estate has a huge impact on the market. And when you go back and look at the figures and you see what happens as they change the first home buyers grant, it has a very material impact on the amount of demand. So the government needs to be very careful when they're putting this into place because it skews the market. And if they push that out and said, oh, it doesn't start until 1st of March or something, well, first home buyers go, well, okay, well, I'm waiting. Of course
yeah,
they do.
Right.
And it would have a negative effect on the market. So it's good that they've brought it forward in the sense that it's, you know, it's a very short time, which is great. So it'll have minimal impact on the market, and certainly it's a slower period over the Christmas New Year since the announcement. So that's good, because if they did push it out, that would have a detrimental effect, and then you get a sudden surge of demand. So, you know, these issues you have to take into account when you're bringing policy in.
Okay, good. Mary of Joondalup. G'day, Mary.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Mary. Laura. Laura's my grandchild's name.
Good name.
Nice, yeah.
I think you'll say your grandchild. I was going to say, wow.
That's where I thought that was going as well.
No,
yeah.
My nana's not
anyway,
Mary.
Happy New Year first, all right?
Hey, Nana.
Laura, I want to ask you a question. How much percentage do you charge on a multiple fees?
What do you mean by multiple fees?
Well, for three townhouses, how much do you charge letting fees and all that to look after the property?
Well, with regards to fees, there's no strict fees that agents will charge. Each agency has their own individual schedule of fees. So it's something that you sort of go meet with a couple of real estate agents. Of course, you need to level up the level of service that you're receiving, because it's not always just about fees. It's also what you're getting in return, because a poorly managed property with cheap fees is going to cost you a lot more money in the long run. So it's all about meeting with an agent, building confidence with them, and once you've got that, sit down and negotiate fees with regards to their agency.
Okay, and do you because there is three, because you've got to look after three, do you get that discount? That would you work under the percentage than any other agent?
It depends on, you know, where those properties are located. Are they close to each other, or are they at a distance?
They're together.
In the same complex. Well, then that's something that, you know, you need to sit and discuss with an agent and see what you can negotiate.
Look, Mary, generally, I mean, agents, everything's negotiable, and obviously the more properties you've got, with one particular landlord, I guess the more an agent is prepared to negotiate, because there are some synergies there, obviously. Generally, fees are a product of the market, and they vary enormously from zero fees if you manage it yourself through to you can pay yourself if you want, through to there's a number of agencies that do an all-in fee, sometimes between, I've even seen one agent advertise 8.8%, but I would be very cautious of that, because if you're running a business, you'll know that actually your costs are more than that. So they may not have really looked at their business plan too well to know that they might be buying some business, which is fine, and that's a competitive world. But the reality is there is a market-driven price, and that is between 10% and 15%. basically, I think is a fair thing, in total over the 12-month period.
Yes.
Depending on the leasing, how many times your property is leased, you might get a good tenant and be there for 5 years and not have to pay a leasing fee. Now, that does sound like, on the surface, a lot of money, but when you think about the fact that you hand over your property, that's it, and the property manager looks after it totally for you, you probably won't appreciate that until you actually try and manage it yourself and then realise, well, wait a sec, gosh, there is actually a lot of work involved in this.
Are you negative gearing those properties, Mary?
No, I've built them. I built them, but I'm
Yeah, but did you borrow money to pay for them? In other words, are they negative gear or are they positively geared?
Yeah, they're four-bedroom villas.
Yeah, so it would be fully deductible, all of the management fees.
Four-bedroom townhouse.
Yep.
And they're together. And I thought by offering me a percentage to let them... I want professional people in them for a starter.
Yep.
And... You give me a healthy price, like HBF when I went to insure them last week.
Well, Mary, how about you give me a call and we can sit down and we can...
Yes, I've got your number already.
Yeah, okay, give me a call and we can sit down and we can discuss it and see what we can do.
I reckon you're going to drive a hard bargain, Mary, just listen to you. Yeah, go for it, Mary. We're on your side.
Come on, you're dealing with the best property manager here.
That's right.
Award-winning property manager.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Mary.
Good luck. Yeah, that's right. Just before you give Mary a scale of charge, what awards have you won? Like, and you know, two.
Do we got how long? Yeah. The show goes another hour. Isn't it? Are we going to 11 a.m. No,
we can.
Laura's got a few.
Yeah, look, Real Estate Institute of Australia Residential Property Manager of the Year. M Residential was named the best property management company across Australia with the leading property managers of Australia. So
we only have the best on the show, don't we?
We have the best on the show.
That's it.
They're the last two.
We'll bit of a mutual admiration society here, so feel free to ring in and tell us otherwise.
Now, we have Ralph from Rockingham.
Ah, Ralph from Rockingham.
G'day, Ralph. Hi, do you have to pay stamp duty on an inherited property?
No, you don't. Thank goodness, because it is, otherwise, same as capital gains tax and so on. If it's passed on later on when you sell it, different. But
if you live in it, you don't, of course, capital gains.
So, no, you don't, thank goodness, which is good because, you see, you've got to take into account when people inherit property, you don't know their particular circumstances. Mm. It's all very well to say, oh, they've inherited this property, fantastic, but they may not have much money. And how can they afford to pay stamp duty on the purchase and tax on the purchase? They'd be forced to sell the property. Mm. So that's
I had a curly one, actually, on
one of the reasons.
Perth tonight, last night. A woman rang up and said that she is at the moment, she's pretty sure that she's eligible for a Keystart loan. Okay, so she's obviously researched that, and yes, she is, but she's just lost her mum and she will be coming into, she believes, to quote her, a substantial inheritance. Does that void her from taking up the, let's say she took up the Keystart option now and then got the inheritance later? And I said, well, I didn't know. I said, I've got no idea. But they do have financial advisors at Centrelink who are independent. Yeah. You got any thoughts on that? It's interesting. No, it's really.
Yeah. I would say it would have an impact for sure, and I think fair enough too. We've got to think that the government's there with Keystart to assist people that really need it.
That's
if you
right.
come into a substantial inheritance, that's a wonderful windfall, fantastic. Maybe you don't qualify anymore. I don't think that's unreasonable.
But I think it was all about timing. And if she negotiated the loan now and it was approved, given her current circumstances,
perfectly okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there any retrospectivity if, like, say, in a month's time, and the estate is distributed and she gets a shed load of money? Mm. Does that mean that
all of a sudden? Yeah. I doubt that they would be able to call
back. I don't think you can unscramble that egg, can you?
Be like winning the lotto after the fact.
Exactly, I think so. Mm. But anyway, for people who are in that, it's a very interesting question. For people who are in that situation, you can go to Centrelink. They have independent financial advisors.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Wouldn't they?
to be realistic.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. 922-11-882. Give us a call, Grumpy's out there, desperate to do something like answer the phone.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
And there's no deposit finance.
Truly?
I can procure this excavator or this skid steer, paint unchipped, windows uncracked and suffer no immediate impost? A brand new machine that starts without protest, moves without stutter and digs without pause, all for the very lint in my pockets?
Think of the work I can do now.
No deposit finance on all new machines at Macintosh & Son is worth getting passionate about. Visit macintoshandson.com.au and do more. Conditions apply.
Professional real estate agents use professional photographers because they know great photos sell properties. Today's buyers expect videos and 3D scans, and these are essential if you want to sell your home fast. Open to View provide real estate marketing solutions in photography, videos, floor plans, aerial photography, 3D scans, and signboards. Mention hearing this ad on 6PR, and Open to View will photograph and do a 3D scan of your listing for under $400, and they'll install a signboard for the front of your property free. Search Open to View online. Conditions apply.
Some things are just better when they're bigger. Big shots, big scores, and a big appetite. I'm Mike Hussey, introducing the new Angus Beef Patty Sub from Subway. Made with 100% Angus beef. Picture an Angus beef patty seasoned and seared to perfection, finished with your choice of toppings and a caramelised onion relish. Now picture it, not small and round, but as a glorious Subway footlong sub. It's Angus beef, done the way only Subway could do. For a limited time, only at participating restaurants.
When was the last time you looked at ways to save on your household budget? You think you don't have time or that it's too much work? Well, there is an easier way for over 50s to save on their bills. Simply join the 50 Up Club today. More than 230,000 people have joined the club that delivers special offers and discounts that over 50s deserve. Anyone can join and check out the offers by going to 50upclub.com.au. Right now, there are special offers on life insurance, home and car insurance and gas, to name a few. Tens of thousands of over 50s have taken up 50 Up Club offers and saved on their bills, and you can too. Go to 50upclub.com.au and join now. It is cost and obligation free. But hurry, some offers are for a limited time. Go to 50upclub.com.au.
I'm Sabrina Hahn, Master Gardener and Writer for the West. I often get asked which fertiliser I use in my garden. I use GrowSafe because it improves soil and plant health thanks to its unique microbial and mineral technology. It's like probiotics for your garden. GrowSafe fertiliser is slow release, non-leaching and reduces water usage. GrowSafe, available now from leading garden suppliers. GrowSafe.com.au.
Got a real estate question? Call now 922 11882.
Laura Leveson's in the studio from M Residential, and Rob Druitt is here, of course, as he always is, from Druitt Shed First National in Double View. We've got a couple of calls, or one call coming through, it looks like it. Before, I've got a question for you. I'm not in a position where I need to rent, thank goodness, but if I did, I would be coming with me pets, no doubt about it. What's the situation with pet bonds?
Okay, so with a pet bond, firstly, you need to make sure that the pet is acceptable in the property. The owner approves, and if it's in a strata, that there's no bylaws restricting that
if
pet.
It's an outside dog. It doesn't do anything.
I know, they're all outside dogs until it rains and
quiet,
it's cold outside.
Doesn't dig.
It's a cheetah. No.
But in saying that, you know, our recommendations to owners who have houses that look for families come with pets, so be open-minded to that.
You do need to be a bit flexible in this market.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, if you're looking for a long-term tenant and you're looking for that family type, they come with
pets.
There
were some changes to the pet bond a little while ago, because it used to only be $100, didn't it? Now is it $260?
$260.
Yeah, I don't know where they struck that figure from. It was a dartboard.
Is that seriously?
So maximum 260.
Is that 260 per pet or
no?
260?
Yeah, that's right.
Total. That's a good point. So
I'd be in for a grand.
12 goldfish. You're up for $1,500. More do that.
But with that 260, it covers the landlord that when the tenant vacates, they get the property fumigated. Both
I guess it's where they've worked it out
externally.
To have. Yeah, that's right.
They replace all the fly screens that the beautiful cat has been.
But it is a reality that pets do cause damage to properties.
Yeah, but so do children.
So do children, that's right, yes.
So once you have a child, yeah, good one. Once you have a child, children bond.
Yeah, well, I don't think that that's
well,
allowed.
Can discriminate against pets. We certainly don't discriminate against children, heaven forbid.
Definitely not.
Mm.
And smokers. That's the other one we can discriminate against.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is, that's about it, really, isn't it?
What is, can you, in fact, request or, in fact, order tenants not to smoke within the inside of a house?
Internally. Internally, they can't
can
smoke.
Yeah, and a lot of the new strata complexes now have in their management statement that new apartments, it's a no-smoking building.
Yeah.
Which I think is a fabulous idea.
Oh, great idea, yeah, yeah.
As a non-smoker.
Yeah.
Brian of Rolling Stone. G'day, Brian.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
I'd just like to pose a question to you about letting agents. Obviously, they vet the tenants coming into the property and such and so forth. So I'm thinking if tenants misbehave and cause damage, surely then the letting agents are the ones to be forfeiting some damage, cost of damages, because after all, why should I go to my insurance company when it's something that I put in their hands?
No, but you should always take out property owner's insurance.
I mean, well, I'll do that,
yeah.
But I still think it's their responsibility.
Look, unfortunately not, Brian. An agent will vet the tenant best that they can, so they will check all of the references. They will then come to you with that information and let you know the previous history, the their employment situation. From that, you make the decision of whether you're happy to proceed with that tenant. It's not the agent's choice to decide whether that tenant goes into your property. And we can only do what information comes forward to us. We can never guarantee that a tenancy is going to be perfect, because it may start out perfect, but people's individual circumstances can change. That then causes issues. You know, they lose their job, they stop paying rent, they have a relationship split up. There's all these different factors that, of course, we can't control.
Well, I understand all that, but if the letting agent is negligent by not doing the proper inspections in the first place, in other words, he doesn't do what he should be doing, then I think there should be a case for answer, because obviously I'm paying him for a job that he hasn't actually fulfilled properly.
A bit of a different situation, I think, if the agent is negligent, certainly, and they're providing a service and so on. But it's never quite that simple, is it? Tenancies generally, most of our tenants fantastic, but as always, it's just a few people that make it hard for everyone else.
And the one thing you don't want to do is get involved in litigation. So, I mean, that's sometimes where these things end. Good on you, Brian. Thank you for your call. We'll head off to Madeleine and say good day to Michael. Hello, Michael.
G'day, Harvey. How are you going?
Good, thank you, mate.
Good. Just a couple of things. I thought I'd give you experience. We've actually we've rented a house. We've changed our agent down south, and we basically. I'm just giving advice if you are going to rent your property out, try and use a local agent, because we learned the lesson the hard way. We had a property in around Dunsbury area.
Yep.
The agent was in Boston, and they charged an all-inclusive fee of about 12%, and that included property reports and all this sort of stuff, and it just never happened. We got a new agent in. The new agent is fantastic. It's a local person, so really good. And just another question: I'm actually in the process of trying to sell my house now. Now it's been about 16 weeks on the market. Just a question to Rob. Rob, remember when I signed the current agent claim? If I change agents, and then someone that viewed the property when they had it open,
yes,
come and bought the property, they've got a claim on the sale. Is that correct?
Not if the agency has expired.
Yes.
And you enter into a new exclusive agency with the agent, then that buyer can then deal directly with the new agent.
New agent. So there is no hangover there. Yeah. There is no
that agent can't hold on to that buyer and say, this is my buyer, and I'm entitled to a fee. And once you've signed an exclusive agency, provided your other exclusive agency has come to an end, then that buyer. And the reason in your exclusive agency, you might find, or you'll see that there is a run-on period in that.
Yep.
So it expires, let's say it expires today, 31st of December. There is a clause in there which says that if the agent is dealing with a buyer, they can deal with them for an additional period. It might be for 2 weeks.
Okay.
But that is subject to not signing another exclusive agency with a different agent, so they can then deal with the buyer. But it depends on the circumstances a bit, and particularly we're talking about Dungeness, a small place, everybody knows everyone, so the agents may end up working together. It depends on how well the buyer's known and the circumstances.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you for your call. We're running out of time, folks. It's 11 minutes to 10. If you do want a question answered by either Rob or Laura, you better call immediately 9221 882.
Talking Property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Settlement agents, also known as conveyancers, are professionally trained to represent sellers and buyers in the settlement process, transferring the legal ownership of property. The Australian Institute of Conveyancers WA recommends you appoint a licensed settlement agent before you buy or sell your property. Consumers have the right to choose their own settlement agent. You don't have to use the one recommended by a real estate agent. Head to aicwa.com.au and enter your postcode to find a settlement agent in your area.
Here's some fast business advice from 60secondmentor.com.au.
Yeah, name Christo Hall, and I own Basic Bananas, where we provide marketing education and support for entrepreneurs. When it comes to thinking outside of the box with your marketing and with your business operation in general, what I think the worst thing is that people can do is look at their competitors and try and fit in an industry. Now, just because someone else is doing it doesn't mean that it's working. We always look for ways to make you talk aboutable. This is a term, I don't even know if that's a real word, because if you don't give the world something to say, they're not going to say anything. So we always look for things to highlight and make you pop. We did one recently with one of our members who owns a cafe. He was like, well, I can't make a high-end product. So we said, we'll make a high-end toasted sandwich. Within about 3 weeks, the guy's half-page story in the Perth newspaper with it said, rich toasty creating a buzz. And there he is with a picture of his rich toasty. It's not the toasty that he's going to make all the money from. However, the toasty is what makes him talk aboutable.
Hear more mentors at 60secondmentor.com.au.
And there's no deposit finance.
Truly? I can procure this excavator or this skid steer, paint unchipped, windows uncracked and suffer no immediate impost? A brand new machine that starts without protest, moves without stutter and digs without pause, all for the very lint in my pockets?
Think of the work I can do now.
No deposit finance on all new machines at Macintosh & Son is worth getting passionate about. Visit macintoshandson.com.au and do more. Conditions apply.
Life is short. So is the stone fruit season. So live it up. Eat a peach. An indulgent, juicy WA peach. Ripen on the tree. Savour the rich tang of a real apricot, a plum, or a nectarine. This could be the best stone fruit season of your life. Why would you miss it? Luscious Western Australian stone fruit. Fresh in store now. Look for the WA sticker.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It is for Summit Homes, and we've got $100 up for grabs for either Kathleen, Jenny, Mary, Brian or Michael. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news is Sports World with Carl Langdon and Kim Hagdorn here in Perth, and maybe Tom might wander into 3AW, Carl, and be part of the show as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's there because I can't see him, so I'm assuming when we hear his voice that he'll be there. But the Aussies winning the test yesterday, a bit of a shock to a few that they were able to get that result, but Warner, Smith, Stark certainly made a major part of that happening. Maddinson dropped for the Sydney test. We'll find out who the boys think is likely to come in. Agar and O'Keefe have been included in the squad. Perth Cup today, the Scorchers and the Thunder tomorrow. The Hopman Cup gets underway tomorrow with Australia taking on Spain and the return to the court of a, let's say, how would we phrase this, Nick Kyrgios has gone and had some anger management whilst we've been here on the radio half, so we'll see how that has helped or not helped him.
Going to say anything. The laws of defamation prevent me from saying anything about
right.
that.
That's why I didn't sort of say too much more.
He was a good boy last year at the Hopman Cup, but of course it's not, I mean, with due respect to the Hopman Cup, it's taken a little less seriously than, say, the Australian Open in a few weeks.
Yeah, I think it might be the calming influence of playing with the ladies. You know, the mixed doubles,
maybe.
Rather than just sort of it's all on the line.
Mm.
Plus, he gets three guaranteed matches. He's not going to be knocked out if he just spits the dummy and just hits it into the net.
As you do.
See ya.
Thank you very much indeed, Carl. Carl coming up with the boys for Sports World. You can call him and the boys on 9221882. What have we got here? David of Huntingdale. Good morning, all. Earlier, you made mention of claiming back $2,000 in settlement fees, was it? It says $2 here, that wouldn't be much. If you purchased through a real estate agent, was this for first home buyers only? Please explain.
Good, David. Yeah, very good question. It is for first home buyers, and it's for a purchase under $400,000. So you need this certain qualification. You need to be a first home buyer, need to buy with a real estate agent, through a real estate agent, and needs to be under $400,000. Doesn't matter whether it's established or brand new, then you're entitled to up to $2,000 in costs.
Okay, good. our mate Michael Papadopoulos from
Michael just texted me to say that he wasn't aware of any asset tests with Keystart with our earlier question there in relation to that you mentioned about the lady that was going to have an inheritance and so on. And if that money came through, well, you probably would refinance anyway, because Keystart does have a slightly higher interest rate because of the higher risk, and they provide an easier way for people to get in. Not dramatically, it's usually only about 1%, but if you suddenly came into a whole lot of cash from an inheritance, you'd probably refinance anyway.
Ah, it would be a smart thing to do.
That
run
makes perfect sense.
Because of the interest rate.
And this is one of the things with Keystart, which is a fantastic system for the state government, I've got to say, in helping people get into property. But, of course, there is a slight premium on it, very reasonable, and gives an opportunity. Once you do establish and you've got the debt down a bit or you're in different circumstance, you can pay out the loan and refinance.
Mm, okay, jolly good. And what are your plans for New Year for both of you?
Go to bed and wake up next year.
Thank you, Mr. Excitement Machine.
No, I think we'll go out.
Okay.
Possibly a bottle of champagne or two.
Or two. Hey. And what's your favourite champagne?
Oh, Bolly. You'd be a Bolly girl.
Yeah.
Verve Clicquot.
Yeah, Verve.
Absolutely fabulous.
Or Paul Roger.
Oh, I see.
Really good. Yeah, it's a couple of those, right? Way to go. You'll be very merry.
Yeah, indeed. All right, and how do we get in touch with you again at M Residential, Laura?
Give me a call on 9367 5677 or via email laura@mresidential.com.au.
Okay, I've got a real quickie here. Just come in literally the second. Mm. Kylie. Morning, guys. Buying a property to live in and a couple of years later you find out the unit in complex you only allowed to live in for, it's one of these, text weeks.
You have to work your way through it.
To live in for three, why can't you use English, my dear, for 3 months?
It's abbreviated English.
Is the real estate agent responsible in knowing these things?
I'm sort of not sure of the question,
no.
But...
Okay, I'll read it. When buying a property to live in and a couple of years later you find out the unit in a complex you only allowed to live in for 3 months, doesn't make sense.
Maybe short stay accommodation, but you're living there longer and you got away with it, well done. Don't know. An agent should always be in a position of knowledge and pass on information, but they can only ever pass on information that they know. So we don't know the circumstances.
Kylie, send it through in English and we'll address it next Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Rob,
we'll do our best.
Have you done the draw?
Yes, we have. We've done the draw and Michael of Madeley is our winner today. Congratulations, Michael. Well done.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Our last winner for the year.
Yeah, it is actually, yes.
So it's been a great year. So thank you to the listeners.
Yes, thank you very much for all our calls.
We'll look forward to 2017.
Indeed, we will. And we get hold of you at Druitt Shed First National in Doubleview, of course. Thanks to Grumpy for producing the program. We've got to get out of here now to make way for Sports World after the 10 o'clock news. And I'll be back with the Weekender at noon.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Book at Asdorf.